next 2 hours, 1503 3AK presents a special election eve broadcast live from the National Capital to bring you up to date with the latest news and views on tomorrow's federal election. We cross to Canberra and Patrick Wallace.
Good afternoon. It's the second half of our election eve special coming to you live from the Power Seat, Australia's Parliament House in Canberra. The last minute electioneering after 5 weeks of a contest that will be the closest since Robert Menzies won government back in 1961. Won government by a bare margin, just one seat. In our election eve special for this second half, the Treasurer gives a stronger pledge for a drop in interest rates. Andrew Peacock, supremely confident of a victory. Bob Hawke cites tax inequity as the greatest difference between the two major parties. The Electoral Commission outlines last-minute preparations for the election count. And in Australia-wide and beyond, a state-by-state summary of the most crucial election this century. Past 5, 1503, 3AK, live from Parliament House in Canberra. The cartoon in today's Australian sums up many a sentiment towards this election. An invalid trapped in a wheelchair exclaiming to the Prime Minister and Andrew Peacock, "I can't thank you two enough. Last month I was given 5 weeks to live, and you've made it feel like 5 years. Yes, for all of us, this has been a long, painful and drawn-out campaign. But not as painful as what awaits us ahead. Tomorrow is a vastly crucial day, vastly crucial to our future, our children's future, and Australia's future. Trying to decide which party has the answers for our future is like trying to pick a winner in a rigged race. The whole reason there is no clear trend is because most voters don't believe and refuse to believe the promises, the rhetoric, and the cover-ups from our two leaders. Both Andrew Peacock and Bob Hawke have been too busy with the media coverage and the vote buying to answer the real issues affecting our economy and future. As we look back on Labor's record, it's tainted with a balance of payments deficit only rivaled by the depression of the 30s. It's tainted with high inflation and record high interest rates. It's tainted with small business collapses. Is the Liberal Party the answer? So much of its energies in the past 7 years have been wasted on the leadership struggles between Andrew Peacock and John Howard and the struggles for policy direction between the Wets and the New Right. Yet neither party, Labor nor Liberal, has offered any answer to our plaguing problems. For Labor, it's a matter of trust us, things will get better. But how can you trust a government whose Treasurer describes figures depicting a recession as beautiful? For the Liberals, it's a matter of trust us, we have the policies to save Australia. But the Liberals have never told us how it will be done. And so thousands of disillusioned voters will now turn to the Democrats for help. But the Democrats cannot form government, they cannot make decisions, and they can only stop them. Yes, this result will be so close, so very close, that your every preference, your every number on the ballot box will be crucial. And it must not be forgotten, this is not a contest between Bob Hawke and Andrew Peacock for power. It's the most important contest this century. It's a contest for the future of Australia. I'm Patrick Wallace.